Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Minister
Amen.
Learn, can you hear us good? Amen. Amen.
Yes,
we praise God.
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Amen. I can hear you real
hear
good
me?
Here. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
All right. So we want to thank God for this opportunity to be right here in his presence. We want to thank everybody for being here in Sunday service with us. We want to welcome you here. Mr. Larry Green is going to do the welcome. Amen.
Amen. We'd like to welcome you to the service on today to Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. Pastor Dorsey Manning and Tominika Manning. And we just want to give tribute to the fathers today. Amen. Somebody that
Amen.
Might be someone that you love, someone that has mentored you or has been a father to you. We'd like to give tribute to you today. We just like to welcome you, amen, to this service this afternoon.
Amen. Amen. And even if this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you. If this is your first time here, we would like to personally welcome you all here to Sunday service. Like Minister Learn said, you know, this is God's house here. Me and Minister Learn, you know, we're going to be heading this program. We thank everybody for coming out. We know that this is Father's Day. We know that you're celebrating, you know, with your children and your loved ones. But we just want to say thank God for you. We want to thank God for you. If you are streaming live, we would like for you to call in. You know, call in and let us know, you know, who you are or where you're from. Call 845-277-9213, you know, and just let us know, like I said, who you are and where you're from. If you have any prayer petitions, you know, this is that opportunity right now. We are all in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this right here time. We thank God for this right here time. Like Minister Larry Green, I'm so glad to have you. Right here in the pulpit. I mean, you know, God is doing such a wonderful thing. He is doing such a wonderful thing. So I'm going to join in with you and say welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. This 2 p.m. It's been a long time since we've been on at 2 p.m., but we thank God for this opportunity to be on. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we want to welcome all of our brothers and sisters here. Let's start right here. Welcome all our brothers and sisters here in New York City. All of our brothers and sisters in New York City. Uncle Joel, he and my Aunt Beatrice, they are there in New York City. So we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome you, every single one of you there. Queens, New York, Brooklyn, and all those surrounding areas, welcome here to Sunday service. We love y'all. We thank y'all for supporting us so much. Every single one of our brothers and sisters and friends there in Chicago, right there with you, Minister Learn, right there in Chicago,
amen.
Illinois.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh my goodness, Minister Learn, y'all are just so y'all are so dynamic, you know, here with our family. You know, we're so glad to have you, Minister Learn. You and your family and your friends there in Chicago, Illinois. I've never been there. I have a lot of family that's there. So we just like to welcome. I would like to welcome you and welcome every single body there is in Chicago and that Illinois. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Texas, in this great state of Texas, down south, like we call it down right down south. Texas and its surrounding areas, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, even right next door to us, Beaumont and Baytown and all its surrounding areas, all our family members and friends, welcome, 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 welcome here to Sunday service this afternoon. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be so exceedingly glad in it, because God is good. Ain't he good? And he's so worthy to be praised. God is so good, and he's so worthy to be praised. You know, because he woke us up this morning, because we our eyes closed last night, and then our eyes opened up this morning. We breathing some fresh air. We experiencing new mercy, new grace, the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This is such a glorious day. This is such a glorious day. So again, we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters and friends and family members in Louisiana. I know we have a lot of people that come to church that are from Louisiana. We have my brothers and sisters and my mother and grandmother, uncles and aunts, you know, from everywhere. A lot of them right now, you know, they are in a place, you know, where they're celebrating, you know, their fathers, their husbands, their brothers. They're celebrating right now, but they are online. And I know they are online because I can just, I know it. I can feel it. I can tell, you know, that the house is packed. The church is packed. So welcome every single one of you, Uncle Darvis, Uncle Pumpkin, all of my other uncles there on down south Louisiana, Uncle Clyde. We just want to welcome you, my Aunt Carolyn. We just want to welcome you, every single one of you that's over there in down south Louisiana and even up north Louisiana. I want to welcome every single one of my uncles up there, Uncle Quentin and Uncle Billy and all my other uncles that is up there that I know of that are going to be listening in today. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service, my brother, Barance and Terry, and I want to welcome Dante and all my other, my sisters that's there. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. I see they coming in now from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We just want to welcome y'all. Come on in. Come on in to the church. This is God's house. Come in. We thank y'all for coming in right now. Keep on coming in. We just want to thank every single one for being here with me and Minister Learn and I, you know, here to share in this Father's Day, this program that God has put together. You know, there's a mighty word that's going to go forth this afternoon. So we thank God for leading that charge. And we also want to thank God, you know, for each and every one of you. You know, there's going to be an opportunity for each and every one of you, if you call in here, to give a tribute to your father, give a tribute to the father figures, whether it be a coworker or a friend or anybody, whoever it is that you look up to or somebody that you just look to and that you know that they have been an inspiration in your life. You know, father figure, this is Father's Day. This is a great day. So we just want to say again, you know, welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Hallelujah. And at this time, we'll go ahead on and we'll go ahead on with the program. We're going to have an opportunity to pray. You know, that is so good to know that we have an opportunity to pray. We get to pray. So this is that opportunity for us to, this is that opportunity for us to pray, you know, to bring those things that we have, you know, bring them on over to Jesus, you know, all the things that, you know, our concerns, and whether it's good or bad, you know, the word of God says that I am the one that is concerned for you. I'm the one that take care of all of your concerns. So let us enter into prayer at this time here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us enter into prayer at this time. We have a little bit of difficulty here. Hallelujah. 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 Rotana shata hehime. Mirarabo karaba shanata kamahide. Lurarabana shatalabando kusalabana hekimashatata mahasa. Irarabha kashatnaraba haka hitiribendirabo kusurabanaraba. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God and who we trust. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our comfort and who we do rely on. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. You filled us with your love.
You filled us with your joy in the mighty name of Jesus. You put a praise song in our mouths, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, that today you have given us new mercies. You have given us new grace. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for being our personal Lord and Savior. For Lord Jesus, if it had not been for you, we don't want to imagine life without you. My Lord, my God, we pray today that your Holy Spirit, that it moves in our lives, and that you be our unseen partner. Teach us to be God-fearing men and women, that when those moments of life arrive, that we'll be ready so that you can flow through us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Have your way in every single heart. Have your way in every single home in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you to be our guides and to be our source. Touch every single man today in a special way. Touch every single child and every single mother in a special way in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we need you. We recognize you as being our all in all. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us. We believe in you, and we thank you that we can hear your voice. Talk to us all day. Talk to us all night, Lord. Keep our hearts filled with your goodness, that every time that we open up our mouth, your love and your grace and truth, it touches our ears and our hearts, that those that we come in contact with, that they may not just hear us, but they'll hear you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare today victory. Victory, victory, victory. We declare victory in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are victorious. And we thank you that your victory lives on the inside of us in the name of Jesus. So we declare victory right now over our bodies, because our bodies are the temples of the Lord. We declare victory over any lack or any insufficiency. Victory over every single word that we have heard, whether it was came from our own mouth or whether it came from the mouth of others. We declare, Lord Jesus, that you have blessed us. You have blessed us, and God our Father is with us now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have called us. You have called us into this glorious faith. You call us righteous in the name of Jesus, because you have made us righteous. We decree, Lord Jesus, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall show to be in the wrong. Because your word says, Lord, that great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over every single one that have come into church this morning. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over every single one that have came and joined us in fellowship this afternoon. For we do realize, Father God, that your blood, it sustains us. Your blood, it keeps us. Your blood, it covers us in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, in between us and the house of Satan. For we say by confidence, and we say by faith, that it is your report that we believe. We shall believe the report of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have saved me. You have saved us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have set us free. You have freed us from all poverty. You have freed us from all sickness and disease and diseasement. You have freed us, hallelujah, from principalities and powers. We put on the whole armor of God every single day that we may stand against the tricks of the devil. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that is your word that lives on the inside. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every single time that we go outside, you have ordered ourselves in your word. When we go into the grocery store, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us. For your word says that you are a present help in times of trouble. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are always present. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. We decree and we declare that you are our God. We love you so much. We love you so much because you first loved us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have set us free. And who the Son has freed is free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray that in the Holy Spirit. We release most holy faith over all that we prayed about this afternoon. And we pray, Father God, that all that we prayed about in the Holy Spirit, things that we know about and things that we don't know about, that it take root in us right now and manifest itself in us right now in the name of Jesus. We have said it, hallelujah. We lay it all down at your feet. And we say that it is so in Jesus' name. And every single body all over the church do say amen, amen, and amen again. God, you are so good. You are so, so good, God. And you're so worthy to be praised. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise right now. This is God's day. So right now, we are in the right place at the right time. And this place where we're at right now, this is the very place that God wants us to be. And that's right there in his presence. The Bible tells us that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, availeth much. So we thank God, you know, that while we are praying, every single thing that we are praying about, God is already answering our prayers. So we thank God on this day. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. At this time, we will have a song selection here. We have a song selection, and then we'll come back. We'll go ahead on with the program. The program today, this is Father's Day, so Minister Learn and I, you know, we are leading this charge right now. Minister Learn and I, we're leading this charge on this Father's Day. We want to recognize the men of this world. See, it's time that the men take their rightful places in the church. Amen. Amen. It's time that the men take his rightful place in the church. I know that we all know some father or some male figure, but we need to understand that, you know, let's not just take this day lightly. You know, when we're talking about Father's Day, you know, we celebrate, you know, other occasions, you know, all other occasions. Let's make sure that this day right here we'll recognize, you know, our men, because we come to encourage one another. We come to encourage one another in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we'll have a song selection here, and Minister Learn and I, We'll be right back with y'all, and we'll go ahead on with the program. After we have a song, we're going to have a tribute, and we have something special, special, special planned for you. We have a tribute here today. We're going to have a tribute to some men that you know and some men that you don't know, and we'll be right back. Y'all just stay right there with us until we come back. Amen.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even know where my life would be. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious.
Never lose. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, when my mind stayed on him, just another day, well, that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, with my mind stayed on him. Just another day, well, that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad, you ought to be glad, that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, with my mind stayed on him. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe. That song is so beautiful. We thank you for blessing us, just like you always do. You bless us with so much song and so much ministry. I'm telling you, there is an anointing that's on your voice. And I'm telling you, I haven't heard anything like that in a long time. So we're so glad to have you. May God bless you. May God keep you in every single path and every single direction you go.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless.
Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Man, that is good to know. Amen. That is good to know. Oh, man, I'm trying to keep the order of the service, but I feel like shouting right now. Oh, my goodness. Amen. The program is going so good. Again, Minister Learn and I, you know, we want to thank everybody for spending a little time not finding any robbery to come to Sunday service here to celebrate Father's Day. I mean, in my opinion, I believe this is one of the greatest holidays that we celebrate is Father's Day. Oh, my goodness. Because I'm a father myself. So, you know, I'm so glad and just feel like I want to show out a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyway, you know, that's what God wants us to do. You know, we don't have to always be, you know, so cut and dry by things. God wants us to come together in fellowship and have a good time in his name. And that's what we're here to do.
Amen.
We're here to have a good time in the name of the Lord. Right, Minister Learn? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So we'll move along here with the program. I see there are some more family members and friends, you know, that have showed up to Sunday service. I want to just take a little moment to say, Mom, I see you here. And I thank you for being right in your presence. Grandma, I see you here as well. I thank you for being right here with us here at Sunday service, right here for this Father's Day. All right here. So now we're going to go ahead on and move on to on the special part of Sunday service that we have here, Minister Learn and I. We want to give tribute. That's what we want to do. We want to recognize fathers today. We want to recognize fathers today. There's a couple people that I have in mind. You know, I want to recognize you, and I want to, you know, thank you. But I let my brother in Christ, Minister Learn, I let him go ahead on and he has something special for each and every one of you. So, you know, right now you'll hear the voice of my brother in Christ, you know, who God put in the pulpit with me, Minister Learn Green, Chicago, Illinois.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. This is something special, a little nugget I want to give to the men on today. And it's coming from Matthew 23:12. Matthew 23:12.
Yeah.
And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Amen. And the thing I want to share with the men on today is remain humble. Remain humble.
Amen.
God has brought our men a long way as a whole.
Amen.
By the grace of the Lord, we've all come a long way. And what I want to tell the men on today, humbleness is greatness. Now, right here, Jesus was talking about the religious leaders who want to be in a higher position before the people, but Jesus was letting them know that he that is greatest among you will be your servant.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to share on today is that there are times we have to speak out. There are times that as men, we have to rebuke, be firm.
Yeah.
But as far as our gifts and our talent, when God uses us, we must give him the glory and the praise. No matter what kind of car we drive or house or condo or apartment we live in, thank God for it. Thank God for it.
Amen.
The Bible says that we would live in houses we didn't build and eat from vineyards we didn't plant. Yes, God will bless you. And at times he will pour it out on you and let it overflow so that it can overflow to others and to your family. And as men, pray this prayer. Ask God to bless you to provide for your family. In Luke 6 and 38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will heap unto your bosom. But with the same measure you meant with thou, it shall be measured unto you again. Have you ever seen a waterfall? The water keeps flowing down into the river and into the streams. We have to be the same way. The Holy Spirit has to keep flowing through us. In John, it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The same way with the wisdom that God has given us. That wisdom has to flow. Wisdom comes from God. It has to flow to us to bless us and then to bless others as well. We know that some of our young people at times, they don't want to listen. Amen. But we have to share that wisdom with the ones that do want to listen. The Bible says that if you teach a wise man, he'll become wiser.
Yeah.
And my last point, meditate. If you meditate on the word of God and meditate on God daily, that'll keep that flow going. So that's what I want to share with the men. Let that flow, the Holy Spirit, let him continue to, like Pastor Manning said earlier in the service, and I just want to share with the men, let that flow, let the Holy Spirit continue to flow with us. Now, the enemy is going to attack you and try to break that flow. But then get back on that path and keep walking with God and keep letting him flow with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. That was such a mighty, mighty, mighty message there. Amen. I received that in the name of Jesus. And I know everybody that's listening to, I know they received that. We thank you so much, Minister Learn, you know, for pouring out, you know, being a representative of the kingdom. That's what God wants us to do. You know, we're fathers. Amen. We are fathers, but we need to understand, you know, who we are. We are fathers after our father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, at this time, I have a special guest here, Apostle Tawanika Manning. You know, she's doing a little traveling right now, but I'm going to bring her on because she has something that she wants to be able to share with us. You're very sure for the Father. So I'm going to bring her on right now. My beautiful wife. Apostle, can you hear us? Apostle.
And I say that we're going to have the five words. I can be no.
Okay, she is doing some traveling right now. We'll bring her back. We'll bring her back on here in just a second here. So we'll move right along with the program. We thank God for every single body
you know, that's here with us right now. You know, I'm looking at the stream right now, and there's a lot of us that came to Sunday service this afternoon. And, you know, Minister Learn and I and Apostle Taunika, you know, we're just so grateful. We're just so grateful that you're here sharing with us, you know, on Father's Day. You could have been anywhere right now, but you're sharing with us right now here on Father's Day. And we just want to, you know, thank y'all for coming. You know, definitely we just want to thank y'all for coming. So moving right along, I have a tribute of my own, and I thank God for this opportunity for me to share, you know, in this tribute that I have of my own. There are a lot of influential men, influential fathers that are here, that are all around us. We see them every single day. We see them every single day. And, you know, not all the time, you know, do we get an opportunity, you know, to recognize them. You know, it's stuff that people that we know, you know, it's things that people that we know, they do things that it just go, you know, nobody said it, just look at it like, okay, that's what you, or you've been doing that, that's what you're supposed to do. And, you know, but today I want to give a tribute. First, I want to recognize this man of God. You know, this man of God here is somebody that's special to me. He's my brother. I want to recognize my brother, Barance Manning. Barance Manning, you know, he's my younger brother. We're not too far away in age. You know, I think he's just about right at about 2 years younger than me, maybe a little bit less. So I'm just saying all that, you know, to say that we grew up very, very, very close. We grew up very close. You know, me and my brother Barance. Now we call him Peanut, and everybody, you know what I'm saying, know him as Peanut. But I'm gonna tell you right now, the reason why I wanna make tribute to my younger brother, Peanut. Now I could have picked anybody, but I wanna give a tribute to him because I'm watching him do something. I'm not just watching him do something, you know, like anybody else would do. I'm watching him do something in the community, and I'm also watching him do something with his children. You know, I can go on and on and on, but let me see if I can bring him on. Let me see if I can bring him on first. Let me see if I can bring him on. So I want to introduce every single body to my younger brother, Barance Manning. Barance, can you hear?
Yes, sir, I'm in.
All right, all right. Hey, how you doing this afternoon? Happy Father's Day, man.
Oh, yeah. Same to you. Same to you. I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, man. I appreciate you being on here. Minister Learn and I, you know, we're right here. You know, we're putting together this program, this Father's Day program. And I'm telling you, last night and the night before last, you know, I was God was feeding into my heart. He was just feeding, and I was just like, oh, okay, God, I like that. I like that what you give me. And what he put on my heart, you know, for this Father's Day is to give tribute, you know, give thanks, you know, to some father, somebody that you know that's close to you, that you see that's making an impact in the community and also making an impact into children's life. And, man, I thought about you. I thought about you. I said, there's no better person that I know than my younger brother. And you may have didn't even know that, you know, that I look up to you in so many ways. You may look up to me, but you didn't even know. I look up to you in so many ways, man. I like what you're doing out here in the community. You know, tell everybody, you know, a little bit of something about yourself. You know, first tell us, you know, what it is, you know, that you do.
Okay. I'm Barance Manning. I'm from Benton, Louisiana, 39 years old. I'm a mechanic. Actually, you know, I do a lot of mechanic work, and as of right now, you know, I work, you know, my full-time job, I work maintenance at a casino overnight.
All right.
You know, when I get off there, you know, I got mechanic, you know, I go do my mechanic work, you know, that's my part-time job. You know, I do automotive mechanic. I've been doing it for years. You know, I kind of picked up on it from my grandfather. And
yeah.
You know, besides that, you know, I have kids. I'm, you know, kids that I, you know, raise on my own. You know, I'm a single father, mm-hmm. doing the responsibility of a mother and father. you know.
Hallelujah.
You know, God have given me the health and strength to be able to work and provide for my family, along with making sure they are educated, school, and attend church for the grace of God.
Yes.
I am mindful to, you know, I am mindful to give Jesus the glory for trusting me to be a father of his children while on earth. I have learned, you know, I have learned to love and protect, encourage, and praise.
Mm-hmm.
I am a role model to teach right from wrong. It is truly a blessing to be a father to his children.
Yeah.
And I just want to share that with you guys.
Man, I tell you, you just, Peanut, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, you have blessed my heart. Man, you have blessed my heart so much, you know, just with what you just said right now. And I, you know, I gotta share that with you, man. You know, all that you said is so true. You know, God has definitely blessed you to be a blessing, especially, you know, to those children. You say that you're working an overnight job, and then you get off the overnight job, and then you go work another job during the day. So when I found that out, I was like, man, how can somebody work overnight, you know, work all out through the night, and then work during the daytime and, you know, among some other stuff. And then I heard you say just now that you are a single parent. Don't y'all realize that there are not many men, not many fathers, so that in the world could even have say that they're doing that, what you're doing, man. And that's why I want to recognize you, because when I seen that, I was like, well, you know, man, my younger brother, you know, he's a single father. He's raising his children, and he's going to work and working overnight to make sure that his children have a better future for themselves, have an opportunity. Man, that's big. That's big in my eyes, and most of all, man, that's big in the eyes of God, man. And I tell you what, man, I tell you, man, may God bless you. You know, may God keep you. All that you're doing, all that you lay your hands to do, I speak this over you right now in the name of Jesus, that your hands be blessed in the name of Jesus, that your finances be blessed in the name of Jesus, that your house be blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray that your children, my nieces and my nephews, that they be blessed in the name of Jesus. May God's anointing be upon your head. May God's anointing be all around you and all through you in the name of Jesus. May God bless you. God bless you. Man, I love you from the bottom of my heart. You know, keep on doing what you're doing. And I tell you what, everything that you're doing right now is so good, and it glorifies the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Man, that was just so good. You know, just so good to know. I feel like, you know, all that, you know, that is going on right now in that young man's life. He's 30. I'm 39 years old, taking care of, you know, his children. You know, and he said that, you know, he said that he's a single father. We hear a lot about single mothers, but rarely do we hear about single fathers. There are single fathers out there. And I, you know, I'm fortunate. I know one. My brother, he was a single father. And then here it is, you know, I had an uncle, you know, that he raised, you know, his child too. And I stayed there with him. And that's something, you know, just so magnificent to see. That's so magnificent to see men step up, you know, and be a father to their children. Because this world, and, you know, in society and in circumstances and things like to strip the man out of the home, want to separate the men from their children, separate the father from their children. That's a strategic plan of Satan to do that. So I thank God for you, Barant. We call him Peanut. And may God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, the next person in mind that I have that I want to give tribute to, it's another man of God. And this man of God is somebody that I look up to. You know, I've been knowing him my whole life, my Uncle Jarvis. Now, I can say so many things about my Uncle Jarvis Manning. Uncle Jarvis Manning was such a person that you just wanted to be around. He was such a person that brung so much joy, so much life. I mean, he was just the type of man that every single body loved. So I can tell you something about my Uncle Jarvis. My Uncle Jarvis, he is the younger brother of my mom, Kathy Husson. He's a younger brother of my mom. I think they're about 2 years or so apart. I'm not going to say their ages, but I'm going to say about 2 years apart. And when I got to know Uncle Jarvis, I realized, you know, all that I said now, like, man, this uncle is cool. That's why I used to look at him like, this the cool uncle right here. You know, he's just everything about him. You know, I just liked every single thing about my Uncle Jarvis. But the most thing that I liked about my Uncle Jarvis was that, you know, he was a laid back but straight up, you know, he was a laid back, but he was a straight up man. You know, every single thing that he said and every single thing that he did, you know, he did it in such a way to like, it was just so smooth. And I just admired that about my Uncle Jarvis. You know, he has a beautiful wife, my Aunt Carolyn. You know, I love them both so much. Uncle Jarvis been married to Aunt Carolyn for, I don't even know how many years. I would imagine about 40-something years now. I would imagine. I know if I'm a little bit off on that, quite sure I get some phone calls or something, they would correct me. But that's something else that I admired about Uncle Jarvis. You know, he and Aunt Carolyn's, their relationship, you know, I just love that. You know, being a youth, you know, watching my uncle, you know, just be married. I'm not saying that every single thing, you know, was, you know, looked good. I don't even know, but every single thing that I saw, it looked as so good to me. Like, it looked as so good to me as being a married man and being a father. He's the father of two children there, my cousin Deandra, Ikoy, and then there's a younger cousin that is his son, his younger son, Jarvis B. Manning Jr. I mean, I just love to be around them. You know, he moved out here to Houston and stayed here, you know, for some years. His children there graduated, and he even did some service there with a part of a big corporation here in the United States and went overseas for a little while. Now, look at somebody that'll do that. I think he was over there like Dubai or Kuwait or something, and he took his talents that God had instilled in him and went over and worked inside of a war zone to help, you know, that country to be rebuilt. And he stayed over there away from his family for a good amount of time. And, you know, I know that God is with him. I know that he's a man of God because he told me the stories of how, you know, they were there, and it wasn't unnatural for bombs and stuff to be going off, you know, all around them while they're there trying to work, you know. And there was a lot of times where he told me where they had to flee, you know, from an area because, you know, they were under attack. And that was so inspiring to me, you know, to hear that. And then when he came home safely, you know, after he had been gone, you know, for some time, I think he was gone about a year or so, when he came home safely, I'm telling you, we just embraced him, you know, and just being back. I know, you know, that Aunt Carolyn, you know, and we call him his sons and daughters, Shay and Jay, and we just embraced Uncle Jarvis. You know, not only that, you know, it was just, like I said, it was just so much, you know, thing that I learned from him. You know, he's a master in every single thing that he do. I can tell you that. He's been having his own business here for about, well, I don't know, I think it was back in the 80s. And he's still standing strong. When people say Jarvis Manning, you know, his name, you know, has a ring. And I'm telling you, it's people that are around him that know him, you know, and they love him. The church that I attended down here in Houston, Texas, you know, I was just there just doing some maintenance and stuff around the church. And lo and behold, looked up on the side of the wall, and there was a plaque that was on this church, and his name was on that. And I tell you, that made me feel so proud. I'm just so proud to give tribute to my Uncle Jarvis. And I want to let you know something that me and him talked about yesterday. You know, I asked him the question. I said, okay, well, Uncle Jarvis, is there something, you know, that you can share with us, you know, about being a father? And these were his words. He said, young children, they don't know what to expect. He said, I've been through it. He said, and I'm here to answer your question. Wait a minute. So let me back up a little bit. He said, young children, they don't know what to expect. I quote him. He said, I've been through it, and I'm here to answer their questions. He said, I'm to be an example. And then he goes on to say that sometimes it's not what you say He said it's what you do that speak louder than what you say. He said if he can tell anybody anything, he said that persistence. He said persistence is something that God, you know, has instilled in him, and that's something that people really, they may know it and don't know it. He's a person that he's persistent in every single thing he do. And I tell you this, I take my hat off to you, Uncle Joe. I love you so, Uncle Jarvis. I love you so much. I thank God for you, and I thank you for being a man of God and a mentor to me. Amen, amen. I see we have, let's see who we have here. We have Apostle, let's see if she's back right now. We go ahead on and move forward here. Okay, I think that maybe something's going on with her phone and she can move out here. Minister Learn.
Yes.
Amen, amen. I was going to make sure, you know, that the line was still open there, that the line was still good there. I'm so enjoying this right here, this program that we have in tribute, you know, to the men. You know, there was two that was on, and I know that you and my brother Barrens and Uncle Job, you know, they are two, y'all are three great fathers. I know it because I can hear what's coming out of you. I know it. I can hear what's coming out of you. So I thank God for you. We'll go ahead on and move forward. Did you have anybody else that you wanted to give tribute to? We'll move on with the program. Okay. All right. Well, we'll go ahead on and move on with the program. We'll go ahead on move on with the program in the name of Jesus. There's a tribute that I want to give it to another person as equal as the first three that we have given tribute to, and it's my uncle Tommy Lee Jr. Now, my uncle Tommy Lee Jr., I'm telling you, we call him Uncle Pumpkin. Uncle Pumpkin, every single body, we love him so much. My uncle Jarvis and my uncle Pumpkin, see, they're brothers. Uncle Jarvis, Uncle Pumpkin is the older brother. He's the elder brother to my mother, so I think they're about a couple years apart there. So it would have been my uncle Pumpkin, which is Tommy Lee Jr. He would be the oldest, and then would have been my mother, then it would have been Uncle Jarvis. But I want to tell y'all something about my Uncle Pumpkin. You know, my Uncle Pumpkin has inspired every single one of his sons, every single one of his nephews. He loved his boys. He loved his nephews, and he loved his sons because growing up, I always realized how he always wanted to have us all the way around him. So I called him up yesterday, and when I called my Uncle Pumpkin up, you know, he's always there to answer. You know, sometimes, you know, he may not have an opportunity, you know, to answer right then, but he always get back to you. That's one thing that I can say about my Uncle Pumpkin. He's going to get back to you. You know, he is a man of God, an ordained minister, and that's something that I, you know, just was always inspired because, you know, being a youth, you know, him being my uncle, you know, I knew pastors and I knew preachers and things, but that was just like big for me to know that my uncle was a minister, and I'm talking about minister, know that word and minister that word. So when I called him, I want to tell you a little bit of something about him. You know, he is, like I said, he is a God-fearing man. You know, he have a sons and daughters. I think he had about four sons and two daughters. And every single one of his sons, every single one of his daughters, you know, they are just wonderful men and women of God. They are just wonderful men and women of God. And he purposely made sure that his children, that they knew God. And he purposely made sure that his nieces and his nephews, that they knew God. And that's why we always want to be in his presence, that he just poured into us and poured into us. So when I called him yesterday, you know, I asked him the question, you know, what is it that's about you, Uncle Pumpkin, that you can say that you always wanted for your sons in particular? You know, we are recognizing and fathers, they are, that you want to recognize. What is something that you can say that maybe we didn't even know, but we are benefiting from it? He said, I always inspired, I'm going to quote him on this, I always inspired to teach. I always inspired to teach you. But he didn't just teach you anything. He said, I was inspired to teach you the word of God. He said he always inspired for us to be together so we can fellowship with one another. He said it was his dream. It was his. He was admired to teach us academically, to teach us how to be laborers, you know, how to be, you know, good hard workers. You know, you can be a worker, but you can be a lazy worker. He wants to teach us to be good hard workers. He wants to teach us to be builders. And this is what he said. He said, but most of all, for you to be a good husband and for you to be good fathers. And that lined up, he said, and also for you to be entrepreneurs in various businesses. He said, that was my dream. And you know what? I have to take my hat off to you, Unkin Punkin, because that's exactly what you said. That's exactly, you know, what we live. We watch you do that, you know, from a very young age. I think by the time I get a chance to notice what you were doing, I was about 10 and you were about 30 years old. And you did exactly all of that, what you, that you said yesterday, you definitely did that. So I want to give tribute to you there, Uncle. You know, I thank God for you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Happy Father's Day to you, right there where you are right now. I'm going to join in, you know, with my brothers and my sisters and my mom and your brothers and all us is saying that we love you and happy Father's Day. Definitely happy Father's Day. Amen. Now I have the last one. Me and God was having this conversation, and I said, okay, well, God, is there anybody else, you know, that we as being fathers that you want us to recognize? Is there anybody else, and, you know, that actually be in danger? Because when we think about a father, we think about somebody that's going to protect us. Now, we had already talked about a father, you know, like Barance, as being, you know, a provider. And we're talking about a father like Uncle Jarvis, you know, as being, you can come to me, I'm going to answer your question, you know, and the teacher to be persistent, you know, and knowing that your children, they don't know what to do, so, but you can come to me and I can show you what to do. I'm not going to let you go astray. And, you know, like Uncle Punkin, you know, he's a teacher, you know, a person that shows men, you know, how to create businesses and be successful in businesses. But this one guy I want to talk about, and he is a man of God. He is a police officer, and his name is Kenny W. Gay. And I know a lot of you know who Kenny W. Gay is. Kenny W. Gay, he is the father of one of my best friends and relatives, Kenesha Coleman. He is her father. And, you know, me and Kenesha Coleman, we grew up very, very, very close. She don't live that far away from me. You know, as a result, she ended up getting married. But her father, she always talked great about her father. And I thought about him because, you know, he was a man that actually not only put his life on the line as being a police officer, like every single day he would put his life on the line, but at the same time, he was a father at the same time. And I had the opportunity to talk to him yesterday. I called him up and I talked to him, and this is what he said about being a father. He said, and I quote him, being a father, you want your children to have better. You want to give your children a better opportunity than what you had. He said he being a father himself, he grew up without his father, without his biological father. You know, but the story don't stop there. He goes on to say, you know, but the story don't stop there. He said to me at some time while he was in college, so that means that he grew up, you know, he said he grew up without a father, but his life didn't stop because he grew up without his biological father. And we, a lot of us, you know, we grew up without our biological father, but I know that there was a father, you know, that was somewhere around just because. And he also said, he said, I wasn't a role model. This is a police officer now. He's been on police force for years. Who was a father to his children. He said, I wasn't a role model. He said, but by the time I got out of college, and he said, I made a vow to one of my family members or friends, what he said, they said that no matter what, that he was going to make sure that his children know that he'll be there for them and that they can count on him and they can come to him for support. Now, that is the definition of a father. Now, see, everybody has a father, and you may look at my father, you know, as being
not as good as your father. But how I look at my father is not going to be the same way that you look at your how you look at my father. Because here it is, an officer of the law that puts his life on the line for you and me every single day, and even admitted that he grew up without his father, but he turned out all right because he had a father. We know that he had God, you know, as being his father, and other fathers that God put in his life, and he said he made sure that his children know that he was always going to be there to support them. That is a great definition of a father. So I want to say to Kenny W. Gay, happy Father's Day to you. We appreciate every single thing that you're doing in the community. We appreciate every single thing, you know, that that you do. You have sworn an oath not only to the community to protect and to serve, but you also have that oath right there you sworn unto God to protect and serve. And I want to tell you something that your daughter said. Exactly what you said. I had asked your daughter that question before I even talked to you, and she said, growing up with her dad as being a police officer, she said it was a beautiful thing and it was a scary thing. She said it takes some great courage to put your life on the line, not only for your family, but for other families that they may not even like you. They definitely don't have any reason to love you if they don't like you. So I give tribute to you today, Officer Kenny W. Gay, and I thank you for being a godfather and being a father to us all. I actually have a little bit of story before we go ahead on and move on. There was a time when I was a kid, and I was at a school at a football game, me and a few of my cousins, and he was an officer on duty at that time, and he had heard that there were some students there, or they may have not been students, that they were going to jump me. So me and my cousin, we were just about two or three of us, and I didn't understand this at the time. I was about 13 or 14. They was going to fight me. He heard them saying this, and he called us out of the stand. We wasn't doing anything. He called us out of the stand, and he told us, y'all come here. And we walked over there. We didn't know what was going on. He said, y'all go ahead on and go ahead on home. And, you know, me being 13 years old, back then, you know, we was at a football game. A football game costed about $2. That was a lot of money then. I had spent my $2, and now you put me out the game, and I didn't understand it. But I realized he was being a father right there in that moment because he knew that some danger was going to come my way that I didn't even know about. And I went on and went home and things like that. You know, I was a little bit upset. But I tell you what, now that I'm older, I realized that he did exactly what God had called him to do, is to give warning before destruction came. And he made a situation that could have went bad, he turned it, that situation around, because the authority that God had put on him to be an officer to protect and to serve. So he did something for me, and he probably don't even remember that, but he did that for me. And I just want to thank you for it, officer, you know, for being there for me. And I imagine, you know, that if my mother, she is listening right now, I know that she's glad that you did that for her son as well. Amen, amen. We thank God for every single body. There is a little bit more time. If you want to have an opportunity to give tribute or say something about, you know, a father, we have about 10 more minutes there, and we'll go all it on until the preach word here. Minister Learn, you have anything there?
One thing I can say is that my father is a retired pastor. And I sat under him for 4 years, and I learned a lot from my father. And the thing that, one of the things that stand out of all the things that he told me, he said, be humble. He said, when God starts using you, the enemy is going to pick up the tempo against you. Amen. Because he don't want you to bring that word out. Right before you get ready to preach, something can happen. Negative.
Yeah.
He said, but you still got to give that word. Amen. I don't know if you, I know other ministers have experienced it. I've experienced it.
That's right.
You're trying to work on a sermon and something negative happened. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to deal with that negativity and then go back and finish what God has called you to do.
Yeah.
And so,
amen.
So that was the thing that really stands out. I talked to him yesterday, and he's doing fine. Amen. He God has blessed him to overcome prostate cancer. Amen.
Amen.
We praise
Amen.
God for it. The God brought him through that thing, and that he's doing fine. He said he feels no pain. Amen. God blessed him to come
right.
through that. Amen. We thank God that he's still here with us today. Amen.
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 And I give tribute to him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, you know, for your testimonies there, and we thank you for the opportunity to share with us. We get a chance to get to know your father just by your words there, and we appreciate him as well, you know, being a pastor, you know, being a mentor to the community. You know, that's not me being a pastor myself. I know he went through some things, and I know that you being his son, you being right along there with him, there were some things that you went through that neither one of you asked for.
Amen.
Yeah, so,
amen.
Let him know Happy Father's Day. Yeah, let him
amen.
Know Happy Father's Day. We're giving tribute to him. Uncle Joel, I ain't going to forget about you, because Uncle Joel, you're right here with us. You know, you are the brother to my father. And I tell you, my father went out on the glory. But every single time that I talk to you, every single time that we come together, you know, I just get so overwhelmed in joy, because I can just feel, you know, his presence, you know, through you. So Happy Father's Day to you, Uncle Joe. I love you so much. You hold such a special place in my heart. And I look at you as being my father. You know, a step-in father, if I can say that right. I don't want to say it the wrong way, but I appreciate you, Uncle Joe, so much. You're right here in the pulpit with Minister Learn and I and Apostle Tawanika. You're right here with us every single Sunday, dedicated to the church. Now, that's what I call a father that's dedicated to the church. Now, one thing that I do want to say about every single father that we gave tribute to today, do you know that every single father that we gave tribute to today were in the image of God, the Father Almighty? Now, I'm going to say that again. Every single father that we gave tribute today were in the image of God, the Father Almighty. Uncle Joe, as being a father and being dedicated to his church. Now, ain't God dedicated to his church? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Uncle Jarvis, as being a father there to his children and to his nephews there, knowing that we don't know which way to go, but he done already been there, and he going to show us the way. Now, ain't God like that as well?
Amen.
Uncle Thomas Lee, being a teacher of the Word of God. I don't even have to go any farther than that. We know that the best teacher of the Word of God is God himself.
Amen.
Lawrence, as being a provider, you know, for his children, you know, being someone that's well-known in the community, that's loved. Well, that's just like God. Kenny Gage, as being authority figure, a person that keeps the authority, that keeps the peace in the neighborhood, that keeps the peace between one man and another man and one woman and another woman. Well, ain't that what God does? Doesn't God keep the peace? So we give tribute, yeah. Mr. Learner and I. We take our hats off to every single father. We want to say Happy Father's Day to every single father that we mentioned and every single father that we didn't get an opportunity to mention. We just want to say Happy Father's Day to you. Embrace this day. Embrace this time. God have made you to be the men that you are, the fathers that you are today. And don't let anybody rob you of that anointing that God has put on your life. There's a reason why God made you man, and it's a reason why God gave you children for you to be a father, because he want to flow through you in Jesus' name. God bless all. We'll go ahead on and move it on here with the service here. Let's go ahead on and get it on to the preach word. Let us go ahead on and pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to hear your word. We pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture, for us not to add to it, neither for us to take away from it. Unclean thoughts, unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus, for you are not welcome here. But we say go right now in Jesus' name. Well, this is our prayer.
And everybody all over the church do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
The word that's going forth today is, do you know my Father? Do you know my Father? See, this is a message that God has put on my heart here. And I want to ask you, church, do you know my Father? If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me. And we're not going to be long here. I think we got about 30 minutes or so here. And this right here won't take long. You know, this has been such a great opportunity here. But if you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to go with me over here to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Now, I ask you the question, church. Do you know my Father? Before we get started here, I got a letter that I wrote to my Father. I got a letter that I wrote to God here, and I want to share it with you. It's a little short letter. It won't be long here. And it reads here, I'm so proud of my Father. My words can't even try to tell you how good he is. I'm honored to be your son, and I thank you, Dad, that you poured all your love in me, poured all your love on me. Thank you, my Father. I thank you that you called me and that you chose me to be your child. I thank you, my Father, that from a child until now, you have given me so much hope. Dad, your word has been such an impact in my life. You are the best dad, and you are the best dad that a man could ever ask for. With all of my heart, I thank you for being who you are. That's a letter that I wrote to my Father. Now I want to ask you the question. Do you know my Father? Does anybody know who my Father is? I just gave you an opportunity to share with me of how I feel about my Father. Do anybody know what they just heard right now? See, right now in this very moment, this letter that I wrote to my Father, see, you may have realized that in this present moment that we got to share with one another, and you had a chance to see a glimpse of who my Father is and what he means to me. We were able to see an image of my Father. We were able to see an image of him. We all heard that, you know, how I was speaking about him, you know, how I was honoring him, because me and my Father, we have a relationship. Me and my Father have a relationship. There is an attitude of gratitude because of who he is to me. You heard some words that I spoke here that was expresses love and dependency. See, I'm a man that's not ashamed to show emotions and compassion because of my Father. And you heard a sense of identity. Amen. So now I want you to go over here with me here to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. Now, I just expressed something about my Father, and now I want you to see my Father. I want you to actually see him. Well, the book of Genesis right here, Genesis 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And it said, the earth was without form and void, and dark, and darkness was all upon the face of the depth. And it said the spirit of God moved on the face of the water. 3 says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. 4, and God saw the light, and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. 5 says, God called the light day, and he called the darkness, he called it night, and the evening and the morning will come. Well, we have all read, you know, Genesis. You know, most of the time, you know, we read the Bible and read Genesis. But I want to I want you to get an essence of who God is. I don't want to suggest to just read the Bible just to say that we know scriptures. See, we need to understand that something is going on right here. Because it said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it says, you know, that the earth was out form. You know, and he said how he moved on the face of the water. He said, God said. So I want you to underline that right there. It said, God said. So let's move on down. And we know from here, you know, he created the land and he created the grass and the trees and the birds and every single beast upon the land. But let's move on down here to verses 20. Let's move on down here to verses 26. Now, after God had created the earth and every single thing in it, he had created the heavens and the earth and every single thing in it. Look what 26 said, because I want you to know something about my Father. We're going somewhere with this, and I'm not going to be long. Genesis chapter 1 and verses 26, it said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over every single thing he created, the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. 27 says, so God created male, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. 28, this is a very important part, because see, I want you to know my Father. When I ask you the question, do you know my Father? 28 says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over all that he created, the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb and barren seed with for you upon the earth. So here it is. Let's just move head on right here. We understand it right now that God, our Father, he had you and I in mind. God had you and I in mind when he was creating the heavens and the earth. Now see, I don't know how good your Father is, but I can tell you that my Father, he's the best Father of all. He's a good Father. He's the maker, the creator of all things. I know that he's so good because before he even created man and before he even created woman, he had already created every single thing for we as being his children to have possession of and to be a good steward or a good manager of it. Amen. Amen. Now here it is. He said God had created us in his likeness and in his image. So God being so good, do you know who my Father is? He being so good, not only did he create every single thing, but he gave you his power and his authority over every single thing that he created. That's my daddy. That's my Father. But we got to ask the question, okay, well, how does this have to do anything with Father's Day? What does this have to do with being a father? Well, I will show you. Being a father, it requires for you and God to have a relationship. So that's the first thing that I see right here, that God created every single thing for us. And then here it is, that he created us in the likeness of his image. So that means that we have a relationship with God. Amen. I see that God, not only he created us to have a relationship with him, but if we read on over here in chapter 2 in Genesis, it says, let's see right here. It says right here that God had formed man, and he said he breathed into man here. We're just going to speed it up for the sake of time. He breathed into man, and man became a living soul. So that means just like God, our Father, man became a speaking spirit. And we know that because God created every single thing according to Genesis chapter 1. God said it, and then it happened. So if God created you in his likeness and created you in his image, he created you with the ability to speak according to Genesis chapter 2, it said that you became a living soul. That means that you became a speaking spirit. And a speaking spirit, that means that you have words to be able to command things. Now, ain't God good? Ain't God good?
Amen.
You have a relationship with
Amen.
Him. You have the ability to speak words, and these things shall come to pass. God is so good that he felt that he'll create man and he'll create woman to be just as he is. See, we serve a God, hallelujah, that gave us every single thing that we need before we even got here. So now we want to recognize fathers. See, fathers, we are to line up with the image of our father, God. See, just like our uncle, Uncle Jarvis, and just like Minister Learn, and just like his father, and just like Officer Kenny Gay, and just like Barance Manning and Tomalee Manning, all are in an image of God, our father, because they know that they are a father to their children. See, a father to make sure, like Officer Gay said, make sure that they have every single thing that they need. Make sure they have every single opportunity that they be in favor. Make sure they have not the need for nothing, and make sure that we have a relationship so they can come to him when they need something. See, we want to recognize fathers today, because every single man that was created, hallelujah, they were created to be in an image of God. But that's not always the case. Amen. So something has to happen right here. So what happened? We understand that right here in the Garden of Eden, there was the fall of man. And I want to show you this right here in Scripture. God created man and woman to have a relationship with him. So we need to understand that when God created us and we became a speaking spirit, that means that God, every single thing that he created, he said it was good. So that means that when our eyes, you know, were opened up and we look around and see, we see the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of the living. So we don't just pray that, church. Amen. We don't just pray the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Just go outside and look around. Go outside and look around and see every single thing that God created. Look up. You can see right here, like I say in Genesis, you can see the heavens. If you're going on close to the water, you can see the water that he's talking about, how he divided the waters from the water. You can even see fish in the water. You can look up in the sky and see the birds and stuff flying over. But you need to know something. God gave you dominion over that, every single thing that he created. But there was something that happened. Amen. There was something that happened that in the Garden of Eden. See, there was a serpent. Let me read that. Genesis chapter 3, and I ain't going to be long on with this message here. Do you know my father? Genesis chapter 3, it says, now the serpent was a more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he had said unto woman, yea, have God said. Now look, listen to what the devil is saying inside the body of a snake. Yea, have God said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree of the garden, but the fruit of the tree, and which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall we touch it, lest we die. And here it is. It goes on to say how the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. God, the fire says, for God do know it that the day that you therefore, your eyes shall be opened, and that you shall, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now I want to show you something right here, church. We know the story. This story has been preached before. I don't know how it impacts you, but we need to understand right here, Satan, he was right there in the body of a serpent. He was a speaking spirit. We need to understand that Satan is a speaking spirit, and he was speaking through a snake, speaking to woman and speaking to man. Adam was right there. See, we need to understand that Adam was right there too. We're not going to go, that's a whole other sermon. Please understand, that a serpent had a spirit in him and that was speaking. Now, in this right here, Genesis, I ain't heard of any other animals that was speaking. But here it is, this animal right here, this beast was speaking, making suggestions to change the relationship that God and man have. And we need to understand, if we read on a little farther, it said how man and woman, they said how she looked at the fruit and seen that it was good to eat, and she did eat, and she gave Adam something to eat. We need to understand that there was a change right now. There was a change in relationship, because here it is, God our Father had created every single thing for man and woman to have dominion over, and they did not have dominion over because they heard the voice of someone other, a spirit that's other than God's spirit, and they did what another spirit said other than God. And then we need to understand that the attitude had changed, because it said their eyes were open and they realized that they were naked. Well, can't we see that God does not want us to be in a position to where when he tells you something, for you to not take heed to what he's saying and listen to the voice of a stranger? So now when we're talking about father, see, your father is not going to tell his children just anything, amen. See, your father is going to set it up so his children can have every single thing that they need. He's going to give them a good word to live by so they won't die. But if you take the father out of the relationship with the children, you need to understand that there's going to be some spirit that's going to speak to your children. When you take the fathers and the children and you separate them, that they don't have a communicating relationship with one another. And now the children, they'll be in a place to where somebody may suggest something to them that their father did not see. And that very thing that they suggest to them can cause them to lose their lives. Hallelujah. God intends for us to need him all the time, all throughout the whole Bible. We need to understand that the Bible itself is for us to get to know God and come to a place of understanding that, God, we need you. I don't care where you go in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, if you are getting a revelation and knowledge. Now, there's plenty of revelation, there's plenty of knowledge that's in the Bible. You can learn a whole lot of things. But the one thing that God intended for us to know, that we can't live a life without him. And he said that from the beginning, and that still stands today. Do you know my father? See, my father, he's in heaven. Hallelujah. My father, he's right there making intercession for you and I. It's the will of God for man and for woman to have a relationship with their father. It's the will of God for man and woman to have a relationship with one another through their father. Do you know my father? See, I don't know if you know my father, but I do know that there's an opportunity for you to get to know my father. See, my father, he is God, the father of them all. He is the creator of all things, maker of heaven and earth. See, my father is right there with us. He is a very present help in times of trouble. See, the word of God says over here in Psalms 46 that he is my refuge, he is my strength, a very present help in time of trouble. So children, turn to your father every single time that you get in trouble. And if your father's not there, then God have already made a way that he had put a father right there in your path that is filled with the Holy Ghost, that you'll be able to see him. Now he'll be a father to the fatherless. Hallelujah. The word of God says that he will never leave you nor forsake you no matter what. Do you know my Father? Here's an opportunity for you to know my Father. If you want to know who my Father is, then be baptized in the mighty name of Jesus. Confess that he lived for you, that he died for you, hallelujah, that he went to hell 3 days and three nights, and that he rose from the dead, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit. From then on, my Father, I want you to get to know my Father. Do you believe, hallelujah, that from then he ascended into heaven, and right now that he's sitting right now, hallelujah, in that place of honor? Do you know my Father? Then the way to know my Father is receive Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Over here in John chapter 14, there was one of the disciples had said to Jesus, see, we don't know which way that you're going. We don't know whether you're going to how we're going to know the way. Jesus said unto his disciples, what he said was, if you have known me, then you have known my Father, and that you have known the way. So I ask you the question again, my brothers and my sisters, do you know my Father? And the way to know my Father is to get to know Jesus. And the way to get to know Jesus is ask him to come into your life and be your personal Lord and Savior. And the day that you do that, hallelujah, you will be my brother. Hallelujah, you will be my sister. You will be a part of the kingdom, hallelujah, so you can get to know my Father. We thank God on today for every single word that went forth today. We thank God for every single person that was here that had an ear to hear and a heart to receive. We pray that the word of God take root and manifest itself inside of you. Minister Learn and I and Apostle Tawanika, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. But we just want to let you know today to get to know God, and you do that through Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today that heard this word today, or you heard something today that inspired you. You heard God calling you today. On this day, we celebrate Father's Day. We need to understand that who we are celebrating is God. This is his day. If you heard that today and you want to be a part of the kingdom, you know that God is calling you to be saved. Today is that day that you get born again. Will you press one today? Will you press one today? Minister Learn and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. This simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing you can ever do in your life. If anybody needing prayer, this is an opportunity to bring it all over to Jesus. I know a lot of us may have some hard heart because your father may not be there. You may not have a relationship, you know, with your biological father. You know, and we understand. We understand you didn't ask for the to be in that situation. But here it is. We got God who have always been there. Who have always been there. We read over here in Genesis, you know, that he has always been there. We need to understand that he's there now. He's the same today, yesterday, and evermore. He said that I would never leave you nor forsake you no matter what. If you have something that you want to bring over and bring it to the altar, press one right now. Press one right now while you still have time. Hallelujah. There may be a loved one or someone that you're praying for today. They may not get a chance to hear this message. You can come and pray for your brothers and your sisters. You can come. The Bible says when two or three of us gather together as touching and agreeing, and we are that two or three gather together, and we are in agreement with one another. He said, you're asking anything in my name. See, there I am in the middle of it all. Hallelujah. 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 If someone is looking for a church home, Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green would love to disciple you. We would love to disciple you. Right there where you are, whether you're in Shreveport, Louisiana, whether you're in Chicago, Illinois, whether you're in Brooklyn, New York, or New York, New York, or or wherever you are right now. We thank God that there's no time and no distance in spirit, and that we all can join up together like we are now. We can all join up together right now. Will you press one? See, I'm just going to love on you. Minister Learn, he's just going to love on you. And we're going to do that through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. That's all. That's all. That's the only way we know how to love you is through the eyes of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Will you press one today? We would love you to be a part of us, be a part of the gospel of marriage ministry. Help us. You helping you, we helping you, and you helping us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Minister Learn, you have anything there? It's been such a wonderful program. I just want to say
I've been blessed by all the people that you gave tribute to. It was like knowing them as my own family. And you're talking about each one, and it's a beautiful thing to have people that have mentored you. Amen. A lot of people that have mentored me have gone on to be with the Lord, like you say.
Yeah.
But the Word of God still remains with us and in us. And God is still working through us. And, you know, we have to try to reach as many as we can in our lifetime. You know, try to reach as many as we can with the Word of God and mentor as many as we can.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity at work. I'm going to say this. I'm going to let you go. With a young security guard that came to our building who was having some issues. And I got a chance to minister to him through the situation with his brother-in-law. Amen. His brother-in-law was in the hospital. They didn't know if he was going to make it. I prayed with him. I talked to him, encouraged him. And God pulled his brother-in-law through that situation. And it encouraged that brother. And that's what we have to do. We have to be ready at any time to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And we have to constantly teach our families, amen, the Word of God.
Amen. 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 I agree with you so much. I agree with you so much there, Minister Learn. You got to always be in position, because you never know when God going to need to use you. You'll never know when God going to need to use you. Well, at this time here, we have made it to the part of service where we get to give. Let's understand that, you know, everybody has an opportunity to do whatever it is they do, but to be able to give, this is the opportunity. We really get to give. So this is an opportunity where you can send in any offerings that you want. You may want to send in, you know, some tithes, whatever it is that God puts on your heart. We have an opportunity for you to do that through Cash App. And if you do want to mail it in, if you do have my cell phone number, you know, send me a text message, though. We'll show you how to mail it in. Call my number or text my number at 832-907-6820, and I'll give you alternate ways to be able to give. You know, you're not giving unto me. You know, every single dime that I get, I'm putting it into the people. There are people that God put me in place to be able to give to, and that's through your contributions. And I thank God for the opportunity. Or you can go through Cash App. You Cash App $ Pastor Chantel. You can Cash App that over there to Pastor Chantel, your tithes or your offerings, anything that you, God's put on your heart to give. So let us pray. Let's pray over our offerings. Hold up your offerings right now. Right there where you are, hold up your offerings. Let's pray over it. Father, we thank you right now that you have given us the opportunity to give unto your kingdom. We thank you, Father God, that every single thing that you have given to us, Father God, that you have blessed us with it, that we are a blessing to be a blessing. We get to give, Father God, because you have made it you have made it so for us to do so. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, our cup runneth over. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you that you have blessed these right here gifts in Jesus' name. And everybody in the church do say amen and amen again. Amen. So usually we have our announcements. I'll give some announcements that I do know. My wife, Apostle, she usually gives the announcements, and I'm looking for them. And
I don't see them. I know that Mondays we do have 6 o'clock intercessory prayer time. You can call in on this line at 845-277-9213 on Monday morning at 6 a.m. And if I have that off a little bit, I'm quite sure that my wife will correct me on that, but there's an opportunity, you know, to pray. You know, that's how we want to start our week off. We want to start our week off, you know, in prayer, because you never know what's in store for you. I don't think we have any this month. We did have one show that we had. I don't think we have any shows coming up. I don't think we have any more events coming up on this month. I do know we have some events that's coming up in the month of July. So stay tuned for that. You know, we'll give you an announcement on that, you know, as according. We want to recognize men and women that are having birthday, that have birthday. I did celebrate a birthday on June the 8th. So anybody else that's celebrating a birthday, my aunt Chandra, she celebrated a birthday on June the 6th. So happy birthday to you, Aunt Boo. My cousin, Bria Manning, she celebrated on the same day, June the 6th. Sakari Lawrence, June the 11th. Clymaine Lawrence, he celebrated on the 14th. Here he is. We have Ethan Coleman. He celebrated his on the 14th. Happy birthday to all the birthday children, all the children of God. I just want to say happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthdays in the Lord. Everybody that's celebrating an anniversary, you know, we celebrate marriage. We celebrate anniversaries. All the time. You know, God ordains marriage. God ordains marriage. God wants us, you know, to be one with him, that we know how to be one in one another. So marriage is one of the highest sanctions that God ordained for male and female, man and woman. You know, it's marriage. So we celebrating anniversary. Happy anniversary to anyone that is celebrating there. I think that's all that I do have for the announcements. We'll go ahead on and give the pastor's blessings, and then our minister on the roster here, our brother right here in Christ, Mr. Learn, he'll give us the benediction, and we'll go ahead on and enjoy the rest of our Father's Day in the name of Jesus. Y'all give me 1 second here. Something usually that my wife does here, and I'm trying to get it together. I know she's listening right now. She's like, why you don't have it together already? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, anyway, we'll go ahead on and just move on. Father, we thank you for every single body here this afternoon. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us with your word. We thank you, Father God, that you are a present help to us, Father. We thank you that you have given us Jesus. We thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit. I pray that every single one that was here on attendance today, that they be blessed in your name, Lord Jesus. That when they go, that they leave this place, but never your presence, Father. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody of the church do say amen. Amen. Mr. Learn, give us the benediction, amen. Brother.
Benediction. But ye, beloved, build up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And of others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, having even the garment spotted by the flesh. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God bless y'all. May God keep you in all of your ways.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
oh,
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll